Well, I don't know that they make a distinction. I'm sure they must. I don't know what they call them. I would call them rednecks, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I guess the blacks would call them rednecks, too.
What would you call someone who lives out in the country?
Well, that's like a redneck. That's a person with that mentality, regardless of where he lives. If he is a very, very conservative, politically and economically, and religiously, usually, and he has a provincial, very restricted outlook, we call him a redneck. And he could be an oil field worker, or he could be a carpenter, or he could be a farmer.
What about a term like cracker or hoosier?
A hoosier is a person from Indiana. Mm-hmm. Doesn't refer to any special kind of person from Indiana. A cracker is a redneck from the eastern south, eastern Mississippi. I don't think they'd have crackers in Louisiana. And I know they don't have crackers in Texas. I've often heard of Georgia crackers, but I've never heard of a Texas cracker. I remembered what my father used to call an outhouse. It was a privy, of course. And I remembered not purebred dog, I would call that a mongrel or occasionally a mutt, depending on the context.
Would you have that in association with like a worthless dog? Would it have that connotation?
Not necessarily. A mutt might be more worthless, but a mongrel could be a perfectly good pet or watchdog or anything else. Lots of cow dogs are mongrels. They're mixed blood, mixed breed dogs, but they're not worthless.
What are cow dogs used for?
Herding cattle, working with cattle. Use them in connection with a horse. You wouldn't have just a cow dog. But cow dogs are sometimes extremely highly trained animals, and they can cut a cow out of a herd easily, as well as a cutting horse can.
Do y'all use helicopters for roundup to ranch? Or do you?
I have never seen a helicopter used for a roundup except in movies. And I don't think they're used very often anywhere.
Maybe a King's ranch or something.
They might. Someplace really enormous, but most ranches wouldn't bother with that. They still use horses.
Say if it's kind of slippery outside, you'd say, the ice is hard to walk on. It didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I...
Almost fell?
Did you ever say I like...
No, I wouldn't say I like to fail. I would say I nearly fell, I almost fell.
Okay. Say if you were at a party and you see that it's around 11:30 or so, you'd say, well, we better be getting home.
It's almost midnight. Mm-hmm. Almost midnight or nearly midnight.
And if someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you'll say, I'll be with you
in a minute or just a minute or I wouldn't say in a moment. We were talking about that the other day. I'd say just a moment, please, on the telephone. But I'd say, I'll be there in a second. I'll be there in a minute. Okay. I'm almost ready.
And if you were pointing out something nearby, you'd say, I wanted to call attention to something, you say, now just look
over there, look right there, look right here,
look it or look here or look.
I'd say look here or look right here. I might possibly kind of semi-jokingly say looky here. I don't think I'd say look it ever.
And
I wouldn't say rat cheer unless I were really joking.
Say if you wanted to know how regularly, say I did something, you'd ask me how
often do you do it.
And if I give you a choice of two things and ask you which one you want, you might say, well, it doesn't matter, I'll take
either one.
And this part of my head is the
forehead,
and this is the
hair,
and on a man, hair here would be a
beard,
and this is my
ear.
Which one?
Your left ear.
And this
right ear.
And this whole thing,
mouth
and
neck, throat.
Any other name for throat?
Gorge, occasionally. If you say it's stuck in my throat, you might say it's stuck in my gorge. Or occasionally, again, slightly facetiously, you say it's stuck in my craw.
What about goozle? Did you ever hear that?
I've heard it, but only in a joking context.
How would you hear?
How would they use goozle? My grandfather might have used goozle in a joking way. I don't think he'd say it like it's stuck in my goozle, but he'd talk about It went right down my goozle, or that went down my goozle throat. Easy. Yes, meaning your throat.
And these are the
teeth.
And one
tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gums.
And this is one
hand.
Two
hands.
And this is the
palm.
And one
fist.
Two
fists.
And a place where the bones come together.
Joint.
Huh?
A joint.
And on a man, this is his
chest.
And these are the
shoulders.
And this is the
leg.
And at the end.
Oh, the ankle or foot.
Okay, and you have two
feet.
And this sensitive bone here.
The funny bone.
Okay. You call it the funny bone on the leg?
I call it a shin bone, but if I hit it right below the kneecap and it really hurt, it would be like hitting my elbow where it really hurts, and then I'd say I got myself on the funny bone. But usually a funny bone would be an elbow.
Uh-huh.
I'd probably say I got kicked in the shins.
If, say you were down in this position, you'd say you were...
I would be crouching or hunkering down or stooping.
Do you make a distinction between those words?
Not really. No, I don't think so. I might say if it